אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australia, my name is Shifra Horn. I'm an Israeli writer living in Jerusalem. I'm here in Sydney in a lockdown, as all of you. Thank you for listening.
Shifra Horn, thank you so much for joining us here on SBS Shalom Australia. It's a great honor to have you on the program. You're a very well-known writer, and many of your books were translated into English as well, so I know that many of our listeners read your books. Can you please remind them books that you know that sold in Australia?
I know that most of the my books were sold here. It started with a Japanese experience. It's about my life in Japan. It's like anthropology survey, but it's written in a very friendly way. And my first novel was The Four Mothers. The second one, The Fairest Among Women. And then I wrote Tamara Walks on Water, Ode to Joy, which is a contemporary about Israel in 2002 during the Second Intifada. And my fifth novel was Promenade a Day or Scorpion's Dance. And now I wrote a book that the name in Hebrew is a Room in Front of the Walls, but in English it's called Old Daughters of Jerusalem. It's a sentence from the Bible.
Shifra, let's talk about your new book, The Room Across the Wall. Why The Room Across the Wall? Can you open the door to that room and explain to us what is happening in that room?
Yeah, the book is written in first person. It's the heroine. Her name is Alexandra. She actually a writer and author. And she sits in Mishkenot Shananim, which is a special hostel for artists and writers. The place was built, it was actually the first neighborhood that was built outside of Jerusalem walls. It was built in 1860, and her grandparents and her grandmother and all her family lived there from 1860 till about 1967, Six Days War. And she rented the room because she wanted to get an inspiration from the place, from the view that she's looking at, the view of the walls of Jerusalem. In her eyes is the most beautiful view in the world. And she is actually looking for the footprints of her ancestors while writing the book. So the book has two levels. One is a contemporary one. She lives in our era and she writes about her life as well. And the other level is writing about her ancestors, which lived in the place from, as I said, from 1860 till 1967.
I think it's the technique of writing is very unique and very interesting, but you're taking us more than 100 years back to the Victorian era. It is quite extraordinary story, and I felt like I'm right there, and I enjoyed it because I like history. But it wasn't just history, it's the language, it's how you describe the era, how you describe the people and the places. It's interesting. Did you make a lot of research about the Victorian period?
Yes, I did a lot of reading about the Victorian era, including clothes and corsets, behavior, professions and everything. And especially my research was about King Edward VII, because the book started in 1862, April 1862, when Edward Albert came to Israel. He was 21 when he came. He came in order to meet with the Orient and in order to prove that the stories from the Bibles are true. He came to Israel because his mother, the Queen Victoria, sent him over after the death of his father, which She accused him for that, by the way. When he came to the Wailing Wall, there was a little girl by the name of Victoria that gave him a bouquet of flowers. She will, all her life, I'm sorry, she will remember him almost all her childhood and her adolescence. Few years later, she actually met him in London. And the story developed from there. When she comes to Israel, when she comes back, she is pregnant and she calls her daughter that was born to her by the name of Eduarda. And Eduarda is actually the grandmother of the storyteller, and she's telling her the story of the family, which is partly take part in Jerusalem and in London during Victorian time and a bit of Edwardian time. So you can call it from one side historical novel, but on the other side it's actually contemporary work, because it's ended with the assassination of the Prime Minister, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin.
We are talking to Shifra Horn. Shifra is an Israeli author, very prolific and well-known author. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. I must say, Shifra, I've read your book and it's so fascinating. You are describing five generations of women. Now, the women, again, are so strong and dominant, as in your previous books.
Yeah, I think that I got the inspiration of my grandmothers, and I'm talking about my grandmothers from my mother's side, because when I was born in Israel, I had a grandmother, she had a mother that had a mother, so I was a fifth in a generation. And all of them had children, but lived without any man to support them. And I think that they inspired my life as very strong women that managed to survive during the most difficult time in Israel, during the World War One, during the Ottoman Empire, during the Manda time, and even during the 50s, where there was not enough food in Israel, in the new country that was just born. As I said, they inspired me. You know what we say, that in order to write a book, you need a tough childhood and a grandmother, and I have both of them, so...
Well, we're looking forward to the English translation of your book, The Room Across the Wall, or The Old Daughters of Jerusalem. We'll find out the name of the book when it will be translated into English. But in the meantime, we all hope that you are enjoying Sydney, although we are in a lockdown.
I love the weather here. It's amazing. And the beach, of course.
Yes, but
no complaints.
We can't do much with the lockdown. So let's hope that we'll get out of it soon. And we want to thank you so much for talking to us today. Shifra Horn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nitza. I enjoyed it.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.